It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Mama's Day is coming up. Let's talk about your mama this morning. There's a new survey out for Mother's Day and asked people what their mom's catchphrase was. What's the top five phrases that your mom, and they compiled all these, and you can probably relate, especially if you're a mom. I know that, my mom would say something like, you know what? I used to be cool. Now I'm sitting here yelling at you for not to lick the window.
Why are you licking windows?
He drove the short bus to school.
Here's one for you, a phrase. I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dad say that, too, just to let you know.
My mom used to say that all the time.
Did your mom have a catchphrase?
My dad had more than my mom. We still quote my dad.
Okay. So my mom, she'd get mad, and she goes, I'm about to cloud up and rain on you, boy.
Oh.
I'm like, what does that mean?
Wow.
I hope she had gone to the bathroom prior to that statement.
Yeah. For sure.
My mom was more of, I think, a traditional a suburb wife, I guess.
Okay.
She just basically said the basic thing of wait till your dad gets home.
Okay. Uh-huh. That was one that was mentioned, one of the top ones, especially when you were being unruly. Because I said so. 43% of the people said their moms use that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I said so. Why do I have to do that, Mom? Because I said so.
Yeah, my mom did that one a lot.
Yeah. I didn't get that one as much from my mom. My dad might say that.
Now, this is the more caring moms. 40% said, don't worry, everything's going to be okay, hon.
Yeah, I say that a lot.
Even though you know it might not be okay?
Yeah, I'm like, what have you done? This is a dumpster fire.
Okay, these are mom phrases. They say, you'll always be my baby. 35% of the people said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Even as an adult, your mom will say that. You're like, you're going through a hard time or something. Well, you're always going to be my baby.
Uh-huh. I heard that a lot till my little brother came along.
Oh, pulling out that card
again. She lied.
I'm like, well, now I'm not the baby anymore.
You'll always be my baby until your brother came along.
Oh, never mind.
And he has been upset about that ever since. I'm always here to listen. 28% of the people said that.
No.
You can tell me anything. I'm here. I would go to my mom with some of the crises, my crises through high school.
I don't think my mom wanted to hear anything I had to say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure my mom was like, yeah, I don't want to listen at all.
I don't
want to
know.
Yeah, and Tom, you kept secrets from your parents more than I did. And when I met Tom, I'm like, he's been a bad influence on me.
I did stuff that was worth doing that they couldn't know about.
And my mom would say, don't you hang out with that little Tommy boy anymore. That was right after college, too.
That's because you didn't know how to play the game. Yeah. Whenever I was a kid and I would go out with my friends and one of them was trouble, and my parents would be like, whose idea was this? I would pick one of the kids I didn't care about and say, oh, it was Jimmy. They're like, well, don't hang out with Jimmy anymore. I'm like, okay. And really, it was Alex the whole time, but I got to keep on hanging out with Alex.
I blamed my cousin, and you can't not hang out with family.
Yeah.
So, because really, my cousin actually did start it all.
Okay. And this is another mom phrase, the most popular ones. You're stronger than you think you are, and you can do anything you put your mind or set your mind to.
Hmm.
I'm like, really? What if I wanted to be president, Mom?
I believe in you, sugar. You're the smartest
so
baby
far,
I've ever
met. So far, it seems like anyone can be president now. We've had some wild examples.
Okay. We got food at home.
Yep. Yes.
You want to stop by drive-thru? It's like, Mama, can we stop by there? I want to get a toy. We got food at home.
I don't want a PB&J.
And you know what? I'll talk to my mom with my nephews in the car, and I'm like, what are y'all doing? Well, he wants something from McDonald's or Wendy's. And I'm like, really?
He changes when they're the grandparents.
Yeah.
Literally, my youngest daughter, I'll like want to go eat somewhere. And she's like, Mom, we just have food at home. Let's go home. And I'm like, wait, no, I wanted Wendy's.
You're the mom now.
Yeah. Okay. And this was an honorable mention. You're not going to walk out of this house looking like that. Or wearing that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now, I don't think the guys worry about it, because my mom never said that.
Yeah.
But I think the girls hear it more often because it might be clothes that are a little bit more revealing or something. Like, I'm not going to let you go out looking like that.
Yeah, sometimes, like, and I have to catch myself, but sometimes I'm like, they come down and I go, maybe let's put on a different shirt. Maybe let's get one that's not wrinkled.
So you just lightly suggest something different?
Yeah, but I feel like that maybe puts them more in therapy because I'm like trying to skirt around the issue instead of saying like, you look a mess.
Do they ever come to you going, Mom, you ain't going to walk out of the house looking like that?
Yeah, I get bullied for sure. Like, ew, don't wear that, mom.
Oh, because it's more embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
because a lot of moms dress like their daughters now.
Yeah.
You don't know which is the daughter and which is the mom.
Tom, does your kids ever go, you're not going out, Dad, looking like that in that Hawaiian
shirt?
No. And then finally, one of the top answers, what your mama says, a phrase that she uses, come over here and let me kiss it.
Aww.
Yeah,
nail.
Let me kiss that boo-boo. It'll make it feel better. Imagine if she did that as an adult.
Man, you were already making it sound creepy and now really going creepy.
What do you mean?
The way you said it earlier was just creepy.
Let me kiss that boo-boo?
No,
come over here, let me
come
kiss
over
it.
And let me kiss it.
No, that's what the moms say when they're little, you know, you're four years old.
They don't say it like you said it.
Come over here and let me kiss that boo-boo.
This is a whole nother thing.
Yeah. And now my mom's phrase is, there's something wrong with my phone. That's all I hear.
Yeah.
My computer, my email.
It ain't that. It's something wrong with you, mama. Happy Mother's Day.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Google is not only a great way to learn information about something you're searching for, but it's also a great way to learn information about what people are looking for, what other people are doing. Google has released the top questions.
Oh, not mine, right? that's not for kids.
That kids are Googling about adults.
Oh, okay.
For example, the top five questions that started with, why are adults so... Number one was, why are adults so mean? That's because you're being a brat.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people, they question my parenting, and they should be questioning my child's childing.
But that would be something I would Google, because, you know, old people sometimes are mean.
Well, the old people are,
old people.
Parents have to have some really strict rules, or the kids would run
That's
the place.
True.
Yeah.
And so
true.
You got to be tough. And draw some boundaries for them.
Why are adults so obsessed with Disney?
I don't get that.
Well, it turns out it's because they wish they were still kids when it was easier.
True.
Yeah.
So the kids think, oh, adults looks like it's so great. But actually, adults want to be kids again because it was easier.
Listen, I find myself watching, like, kid shows. I like watching, you know, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, stuff like that my kids watch. Even SpongeBob. I'm like, because I want to be a kid again.
It's mindless.
Uh-huh. It doesn't take as much effort in your brain either.
Quite frankly, it's more educational than some of the reels out there.
True. Very true.
So then the next question is, why are adults so stupid? Well, first of all, they're not as dumb as you think. But if the reason they're stupid is probably because they're drinking a lot.
I do. I feel like I also ask Google that. Like, why are adults so stupid?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's just limited to children asking that question.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I saw something like kids start to appreciate you at like mid to late 20s. They realize that your mom and dad wasn't as stupid when they go out on their own and start having to pay the bills. They're like, oh, the head mom wasn't as stupid as I thought.
Like, wait a minute.
All right. Why are adults so tired? We're probably hungover from being drunk.
Not Tom.
But honestly, we got a lot on our plates.
We do. I am emotionally exhausted.
But yeah, it's not being drunk. It's like
it is for me.
Okay, but it's
Thank you, Kato.
If you have kids, you're just tired of running them around, going to all kinds of practices, getting them from school. By the end of the week, you know, you're just dead.
Yeah, I feel like the mental load of being an adult, like we have schedules, you have bills, you have work, you have relationships you have to take care of, and it's just tiring.
I was talking to a friend, and I said, parenting is the hardest job I've ever done, ever.
Ever.
And he says, amen to that, brother.
Yeah. Why do adults take things seriously that were just a joke?
Oh, yeah.
That was one I just made up.
Oh, okay. My kids, they'll say that.
We're not drunk, Tom.
I'm sorry?
We're not drunk, Tom. We're working hard.
Are we working hard?
No, you were just making it sound like we're adults are a bunch of drunks. But
I mean, a lot of moms, they hit that wine about 3 o'clock.
But not everybody drinks, like
a lot
of moms. Okay, but my kids, they'll say something smart aleck or sassy and like, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm like, oh, you've already said it now.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes when people are like, I'm kidding. Like, no, your rudeness is not a joke.
But
like,
we are kidding. I say that quite often.
Yeah. Kato.
Just kidding.
Okay, why are adults so condescending to kids? Because you're 14 and you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
You think you do, though.
And they got an attitude. You got to let them know.
Exactly.
You know what? I feel bad when I parent with sarcasm because it's not healthy for the kid. But like they'll say something like they know everything. I'm like, well, I need to contact NASA and let them know that they need to get a hold of you because apparently you know everything.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Now, they also asked, why are adults always so happy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're faking it, just to let you know. Why are adults always so late to pick up on trends? Because we're old and we don't care. You don't have anything better to do, and you're so worried about your social life, you got to stay on the latest trend. But we don't.
No.
It's just not as important to us.
No, it's not.
I'll say some kind of word that they've used, and they're like, Dad, that's so old now. You know,
yeah,
like that's buns, whatever that
buns?
Means. Buns is a new thing.
Is that a new one? I don't even know about now.
It's already old.
Yeah, it's already old. Those buns have expired.
They say, why are adults always so busy? Because we're paying off your PlayStation 5 and we got to work for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then why are adults always so unreasonable? Because you also want an Xbox. We're not even paid for your PS5 yet.
I know.
But kids definitely have an interesting way of looking at us, and what they think is coming from huge ignorance, which is understandable. They can't possibly know all these things, especially if we don't teach them.
You know, we're supposed to be teachers, they say, I guess, as when they are like from 1 to 12, and then at 12 you start being the coach.
Yep.
And then, you know, by the time they get 20, you're supposed to throw them into the game.
Oh, man.
That's the analogy I heard.
Well, I've never heard that.
We're watching Teen Titans.
I know, right? So I had a moment with my daughter. She's taking business and finance or banking and finance. And so she was going and doing a complete breakdown on a spreadsheet of her budget of what she was going to be when she was 26. Mm-hmm. And when we got done with it, she's like, Dad, this is really hard. You guys, I can't believe you were able to do all this because it's not easy. And I felt good. That was the first time I'd been acknowledged that, like, oh, maybe all the stuff we do isn't just taken for granted by her, you know? She's like, realized this is not easy.
Like, well, she is listening to you.
Well, she listened to her banking and finance class.
That's just one kid, though.
Yeah, but that's what they'll do, too. They'll listen to the teachers, and then they come home and don't listen to the parents. It's like, Dad, you're not supposed to be wasting water and walking away while you're brushing your teeth. And I'm like, who taught you that?
Yeah, but what teacher. Grade was that?
It was like second.
Yeah, they're past that now.
Yeah, whenever we, our anniversary, we took our daughter with us. And it was so funny because when I met my husband, I was 18 and he was 22. And her sitting there and just listening about like how we met, because she's 18. And I'm like, I was your age. And she was like, oh my gosh, like my parents are actually real people.
Yeah. My mom got married when she was 16.
Oh my.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless her.
I know, but she'll talk about that sometimes when she sees the teenagers doing silly things.
Yeah.
Like, good grief, I was married by that time, had a job.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us this week, and she is filling in for Tori while she's on maternity leave.
Ow!
Yeah. You know, you've heard the phrase, anything boys can do, girls can do better. And it's true in some cases. I have the things girls do better than guys.
Let's hear it. I'm ready.
Okay, dressing it up.
I was going to say high heels.
Dress it up, girls.
You were trying to wear high heels.
You know what? Megan was showing us pictures this morning of... I'm just going to ignore that one. I have, though, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures, because you dress up girls all over the country.
All the time, and it's my favorite.
Now, you just did someone for Met Gala?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool.
So, average guy wants to do the bare minimum, just to dress it up, have a nice event. They want to go out, you know, maybe just to, you know, take a shower, and then they're ready to go, put on some clothes.
Well, if a guy's dressing it up, a lot of times it'll be a suit or a tux.
Yeah, but for the girls, here's what they do. They get geared up all week long. They're pinning celebrity hairstyles to Pinterest, asking people's opinion, all your friends, you know, what kind of smoky eyes should I have for this dress? And, you know, texting all your friends with the best pictures and what the dress looks like, and here's another dress, should I wear this dress? They get all geared up, so they know how to dress it up right.
What does that mean? What kind of smoky eyes should I have for this dress?
Well, let me tell you, because you're speaking my language. I mean, you can totally change up a whole look with just how your makeup looks. So if you're wanting to be like a like a little sex pot, like smoke it out, like do some dramatic sexy makeup.
So that doesn't mean making your eyeballs smoky.
Yeah, it does.
How?
Well, with eyeshadow.
It's like, you know,
that's not your eyeball.
Well, not your eyeball, but like your eyes.
Okay, so it's like the makeup they put over their eyes, Tom.
Oh.
It looks like smoke. Like,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
I thought they were doing contact lenses or something.
All right. So things that girls do better than guys, selfies.
Yep.
Along the same lines, you know, they know all the filters they use. They know the backgrounds, the captions, the focus, the lighting, the angle. They know how to do some selfies. And you see the guy's selfies, they're usually blurry. You know, not very good.
Exactly. Listen, basically what you're saying is women have the attention to detail to upgrade any situation.
But when you got a group of people, what is that, an ussy?
Yeah. Or a wheezy.
The guys are better because they have the longer arms.
Okay, yes. That's good.
Yeah. And then you're have to take several because they have to be approved by every girl in the group.
Correct.
I think the reason men aren't as good is we just don't care as
much.
We
don't care.
No. The attention to detail is not there.
It's not a lack of attention to detail. We just don't care.
If you don't like it, move on.
It's funny you mentioned detail because that's something that girls are better at than guys, getting all the details.
Yes.
You went out on a date with him. They want to know everything. Where did you go? Oh, how'd you get there? What kind of music did you listen to? Was it awkward? What did you eat? Hey, did you get a kiss? For how long? What was it like? I mean, all the details.
God, you make it sound so creepy.
I feel like every time, like, I'll ask my husband something, like, he's like, oh, I did this today. And I'm like, ask him, like, well, what did they say? Who did you talk to?
Mm-hmm.
What were they wearing? He knows nothing. And I'm like, how do you just not ask questions, bro?
I don't.
Yeah.
And like my sisters or my female friends, they'll ask me, like, oh, what's so-and-so doing? I'm like, I don't know. Well, didn't you talk to him? Well, yeah. Well, what's he been? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It comes back to what I just said.
We don't care.
We do not care that much. We just need the basics.
Yeah.
So we don't have compassion?
No, it's not that. It's just, it's like it doesn't affect our lives, so we don't care.
Okay. Here's the next thing that girls do better than guys: crafting, canvases, clothing, crates, candles, coolers, anything else that starts with the letter C. Have been bought by girls in hopes to transform them into something like glistening and glittery and beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like that goes back to like biology. Like women are innately wired to want to make the home a home.
Okay,
like, a nest.
Yes, exactly.
When you go to crafting and you're like got a cooler there and like, you know what, that needs some glitter on it. I'm going to put some glitter and I'm going to paint it and put some stickers on it.
Exactly.
And dress it up.
Let's bring joy back into the life.
They do the same thing with guys too. They look at him and you know, if I dated him, maybe I could dress him up and make him look a little bit better.
Exactly. It's like a project.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And then finally, things that girls do better than guys: understanding beauty is a pain.
Yeah. Listen, this is great. I love this topic.
Yeah, a guy can complain about having to shave his face or whatever guys do to be presentable. But the girl's like, I just don't even want to hear that. Like, you know what? To maintain my appearance, I got to shave my legs, my armpits. I got the bonus plucking that goes on, waxing, not to mention professional facials, laser hair removal, all that stuff.
All of it.
The key there was bonus plucking. What is bonus plucking?
Listen, sometimes you get them chin hairs that just grow, and you have the one random chin hair that's growing out, and you're like, what the heck is this?
It's like a snake. Yeah.
And it wasn't there yesterday.
Uh-huh. No.
I'm glad I'm not a woman because I would be the most ugliest because I wouldn't shave anything.
Well,
I'd have hairy armpits, hairy legs, and no makeup.
The thing about girls, though, you guys don't get the ear hair or the nose hair that's coming at your nostrils. It looks like a mustache
sometimes.
They may. We just don't know it.
But that's where the girl comes in whenever you notice the guy having that. Be like, oh, we got to take care of that, honey.
I know. Yeah.
Let's trim that up.
That's the bonus plucking for the guys, then.
Yeah, that's from us.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It's a group therapy Wednesday, second date update, and we have got Chris on the line. Chris, I understand you went out with Blythe. Is that right?
Yeah, we went out last week. The conversation was flowing. We were laughing, getting to know each other.
Yeah.
I felt really good about it. I haven't had a date that good in a while, so I was feeling pretty confident about it.
It sounds like she might have had a date better than that or something, huh? because she's not calling back.
Oh, Tom, don't rub it in his face.
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that's where we come in. We will call, and since she either sees our numbers coming up from the radio station or at least it's not your number, maybe she'll answer for us and we can ask her to give you some closure, or maybe there's just a misunderstanding and we can get you guys back on another date.
Sounds good.
All right, so hang on the line. We're going to call Blythe right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Blythe?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Blythe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a cool name. I don't see it very often.
And we ain't telemarketers.
Yeah, this is Hawk and Tom. We are live on the radio right now for our second date update. We'd like to try to give you a free dinner on us if we can ask you a couple questions.
Do you mind being on the radio?
No, I guess not.
Okay. We are calling because you went out with a friend of ours named Chris. He actually got in touch with us and asked us if we could find out why you didn't want to go on a second date, or if there was maybe a phone number lost or something going on. Do you remember going out with Chris?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that didn't sound good.
All right. Well, he's not really a friend, just an acquaintance, okay? After that response.
Well, we told Chris we would try to get him at least an answer as to what went wrong. He said you guys went on a date and the conversation was good and all that, but what happened?
He likes you.
It felt a little bit like a job interview, a lot like a job interview.
Really?
Okay.
Really weird question.
Well, that's what you do when you go out on that first date. It's an interview. You're just seeing if that person can fill the position.
Yeah, but it's really not. You're just supposed to be socializing.
That's what you do, though.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I didn't. Like, my first date, my wife, I didn't go and ask her, like, questions of detail. I just went out and was like, hey, you know,
you're so good at it.
No,
you know,
it's just conversation. So what kind of, you said he asked weird questions. What kind of questions?
Like interview questions. So he said, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Whatever, you know.
That's
and
a tough
they,
one.
Like, just kept leading up. Like, I felt like I was, you know, like a finalist for some kind of job.
I even hate that on a job interview.
Yes.
Or if someone says, where do you want to be in 5 years? Like, I want to have more money in 5 years.
Yeah, but you might not want to
like
say
that question.
Yeah, on a date, that's like an odd one.
And then he, like, other things. The weirdest one was, like, what are your financial goals? Like,
oh, my God.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's not the kind of interview I was talking about. It's kind of like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? That's the kind of interview I was talking about, not like, where you want to see yourself in 5 years and what's your financial goals?
Yeah. I mean, it felt like he was interviewing a wife.
Oh.
You know, and a first date, I don't know, even to have those questions in general, that's definitely not the way I go.
He's like interviewing for the job of wife.
Exactly. Yeah.
It wasn't a job interview. I just really wanted to get to know you.
Oh. Blythe, he is on the line, by the way.
I think she knows that.
Chris, where did you get these questions from?
I get a little nervous when I first meet somebody, and I did Google, like, icebreakers for a first date.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So what else did you have? What other questions did you ask her?
That's why you can't trust a website to get your questions for you for
AI.
A first date.
Yeah, it is.
Where do you want to see yourself in 5 years?
I asked her, like, what the best vacation she ever went on as a kid was.
Okay.
That's one I would ask.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
What was your favorite class in school growing up?
Those were okay, except he didn't really wait for the answer. It was like he had a list. It was like, what is your most controversial opinion? And then I would tell him, and then he would go to the next question. Okay, so what makes you unique? It was the weirdest thing. It was like he just had these series of questions, and he didn't even wait for an answer.
Wow. You know, here's the thing. I feel like that he meant well, and he was just nervous maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I got that, but it was also like too many questions. I don't like to be sitting in the hot seat. It could have flowed if he just talked. Like, it didn't have to be like a stream of questions.
Hey, Chris, did you do that drop the pen thing where they see if you're nice and they drop the pen and see if they pick it up for you? You've heard that trick.
No, I didn't know that one.
Hey, for your next date.
Yeah, for your next date.
Did you at least ask for references?
I was waiting for that.
That's pretty funny.
Whoa.
Well, we always offer you another date if you guys want to go out on a second date. It sounds like there's a chance that you guys could work it out, but I don't know, Blythe, you don't sound too thrilled. Is there a chance you could maybe tell him to stay off Google and then try a regular date?
Look, I'm open to going out with you again, Chris, but you just got to go with the flow. I would go on another date with you.
Yeah, I think if I Google go with the flow, maybe I can figure out how to.
Chris, you need to leave the AI alone.
Yeah, stay off the internet. Just go out and have some fun on a date, man.
Chris, are you up for that?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, well, then we'll put you guys on hold. Kato will get your information, and we'll set you up with a nice dinner downtown together.
I got a few questions I'm going to ask each of you.
Chris, you sound like a guy who's like, you're very to the point.
Well, he seems like a nice guy. He's just like not say comfortable with this. Yeah.
So you're to the point?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Maybe you do need to Google. All right, hold on the line.
Yeah, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
A success for a second date update this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.